विहारी राधा जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी राधा माधव गोपीजना वल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन जय व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज विहारी यमुना कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी राधा माधव जय गोपीजन वल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yashodanandana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Ki Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Shri La Prabhupad Ki समवेत भक्त वृंद की अंतरात श्रीमद् भागवतम की कलयुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया Chakshuh unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupakada mahyam dadati svapadantikam Vandeham shri guroh shri yutapada kamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Viramscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् 16th चाप्टर् आफ् श्रीमद्भागवतम्, फस्ट् वर्स्, दिस् वर्स् नम्बर् वन्। ब्रह्मोवाच इति तद्गृणतां तेषां मुनीनां योगधर्मिणां प्रतिनन्द्य जगादेदं विकुण्ठनिलयो विभुः। ब्रह्मोवाच इति तद्गृणतां तेषां मुनीनां योगधर्मिणां प्रतिनन्द्य जगादेदं विकुण्ठनिलयो विभुः। ब्रह्मोवाच इति तद्गृणतां तेषां मुनीनां योगधर्मिणां प्रतिनन्द्य जगादेदं विकुण्ठनिलयो विभुः। इति तद्गृणतां तेषां मुनीनां योगधर्मिणां प्रतिनन्द्यजगादेदं विकुण्ठनिलयो विभुः। ब्रह्मोवाच इति तद्गृणतां तेषां मुनीनां योगधर्मिणां प्रतिनन्द्यजगादेदं वैष्णवीस्। ब्रह्मा उवाच, लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेड, इति दस, तत, स्पीच, गृणताम, प्रेजिंग, तेषां, ऑफ देम, मुनीनां, दोस फोर सेजेस, योगधर्मिणां, एंगेज्ड इन लिंकिंग विद द सुप्रीम, प्रतिनंद्य, आफ्टर कंग्रेचुलेटिंग, जगाद सेड, इदं दीज वर्ड्स, विकुंठ निलयः, हूज अबोड इज बिरफ्ट ऑफ एंग्जाइटी, विभुः, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ट्रांसलेशन, लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेड, आफ्टर दस कंग्रेचुलेटिंग द सेजेस फॉर देयर नाइस वर्ड्स, the supreme personality of Godhead whose abode is in the kingdom of God spoke as follows. Shri Bhagavan uvacha etau tau parpadau mahyam etau tau parshadau mahyam jayo vijaya evacha kadarti krityamam yadvo बहु अक्रातमतिक्रमम्। द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड सेड, दीज अटेंडेंट्स ऑफ माइन जय एंड विजय बाय नेम have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me. Purport by His Divine Grace is a Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, to commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord is a great wrong. Even when a living entity is promoted to Vaikuntha, there is still the chance that he may commit offenses. But the difference is that when one is in a Vaikuntha planet, even if by chance one commits an offense, he is protected by the Lord. This is the remarkable fact in the dealings of the Lord and the servitor, as seen in the present incident concerning Jai and Vijay. The word atikramam used herein indicates that in offending a devotee, one neglects the Supreme Lord himself. By mistake, the doorman held the sages from entering Vaikunthaloka. But because they were engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord, their annihilation was not expected by advanced devotees. Which means the doorman, Jai Vijay, they committed an offense in stopping the Kumaras. But that doesn't mean they will be destroyed. Because they are servants of the Lord, they will not be annihilated. So the Lord's presence on the spot was very pleasing to the hearts of the devotees. The Lord understood that the trouble was due to his lotus feet not being seen by the sages, and therefore he wanted to please them by personally going there. The Lord is so merciful that even if there is some impediment for the devotee, he himself manages matters in such a way that the devotee is not bereft of having audience at his lotus feet. There is a very good example in the life of Haridas Thakur. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur, who happened to be a Mohammedan by birth, was with him. In Hindu temples, especially in those days, no one but a Hindu was allowed to enter. Although Haridas Thakur was the greatest of all Hindus in his behavior, he considered himself a Mohammedan and did not enter the temple. Lord Chaitanya could understand his humility, and since he did not go to see the temple, Lord Chaitanya himself, who is non-different from Jagannath, used to come and sit with Haridas Thakur daily. Herein, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we also find the same behavior of the Lord. His devotees were prevented from seeing his lotus feet, namely the four Kumaras. But the Lord himself came to see them on the same lotus feet for which they aspired. It is also significant that he was accompanied by the Goddess of Fortune. The Goddess of Fortune is not to be seen by ordinary persons. But the Lord was so kind that although the devotees did not aspire for such an honor, he appeared before them with the Goddess of Fortune. So we are beginning this new chapter today. Jai and Vijay, cursed by the sages. In the previous chapter, the kingdom of God, we have been reading about how there is a beautiful description about kingdom of God. At the end of which, at the end of the chapter, we read about Jai, about Kumaras coming to the Vaikuntha Loka. So there is a description that when they observed the kingdom of God, it is said it was apurvam. It was extraordinary. So they experienced a bliss greater than what they would experience in Brahma Jyoti also. And how did they arrive there in the Vaikuntha Loka, although they were impersonless? So it is said Lord is called Vishwaguru. Vishwaguru means is the Lord, is the Guru of the whole universe. When he wills something, it can happen. He desired that Kumaras become devotees by smelling the tulasi from his lotus feet. So, desiring that, the Lord arranged for the Kumaras to come there, to the entrance of Vaikuntha. So, when Kumaras saw the six doors, one after another, they were crossing without any care, without any anxiety, because they were used to moving hither and thither unrestrictedly, without anyone stopping them. So when they came to the seventh door, they saw the beautiful door of Vaikuntha, studded with diamond bolts and you know, gold plates. Vaikuntha doesn't require a door, isn't it? Why does Vaikuntha require a door? Generally, we have a door in our homes because the door has to, you know, protect the thieves from entering in, isn't it? We want safety and security. Now, who can create any security problem for the Supreme Lord? You know, he is himself the awarder of fearlessness, Abhaya Charana Aravindare, for the whole creation. In the material world, people have burglar alarms and watchdogs and lenses and so many things. So in order to ensure that they will be protected. So Lord doesn't need a door in Vaikuntha for his protection. Such a Vaikuntha door is only a showpiece for adding to the beauty of Vaikuntha. Or we can say that the door is there just to give an opportunity for his devotees to do some service. See, Lord doesn't require a watchman at the Vaikuntha. Even if the door is open, nobody can enter without his will. He controls everyone and everything by his will. He doesn't require two watchmen standing with gada and everything to stop people. But because the devotees of the Lord, out of love for him, they want to protect him. What can be done? Just like Devaki and Vasudeva wanted to protect Krishna, they told, you are such a small, tender baby. If Kamsa, and your body is also shining like a light. Any time Kamsa may come and see that you are the eighth child and he may want to kill you. So they wanted to protect him immediately. What can Krishna say? He can only laugh at their fear. But their fear arose out of love. Love for him. So then the Lord said, okay, you transfer me to Gokul, where, you know, you may be able to protect me as the way you wish. In the same manner, the Vaikuntha doorman also standing to offer protection to the Lord, to ensure that the Lord is not disturbed by anybody. They're standing at the door. At that time, when these four Kumaras were about to enter without anyone's permission, Jai Vijay, with their sticks, they stopped. With their gada on either side, they stopped. So when the Kumaras looked at them, it appeared to them that Jai Vijay have angry eyes, discontented nostrils, and they are upset with them and they are trying to stop them. So at that time, suddenly anger arose in the heart of the Kumaras. You see, the impersonalists are very famous for controlling, you know, anger, lust and greed and all these things. Controlling the senses, controlling the mind. They practice for practically their whole life, controlling. In fact, in the path of Buddhism and impersonalism, it is considered a very great fall down. If somebody even allows a thought of lust or thought of anger wave to arise. So people sometimes practice Mauna Vrata for months and years together sometimes. So because they want to control these emotions and subdue them and rise above them. So they are called Prashantatma or Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nashochiti Nakangshati. But here they saw suddenly anger arising in their mind towards the Kumaras. I mean, towards the Jai Vijay. Kumaras felt anger towards Jai Vijay. But why did Jai Vijay stop them? Jai Vijay thought that these boys are proud of their Brahma Jnana. They appear to be very proud and they are barging into the Lord's abode. So they wanted to stop. So at that time, when Jai Vijay stopped them, here you will find in these two verses, Lord is saying here, these attendants of mine, Jai and Vijay by name, have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me, the Lord is saying. So they acted in a way unfavorable to the Lord, or acted in a way that goes against the will of the Lord. It has to be understood in two levels. The first level we will understand based on what Prabhupada is saying here in the purport is, the servant has to exactly act according to the wishes of the master. He should be in line with the master's desire. But if the servant is cut off from the master's will, then it's called Bhinnadrik. Bhinnadrik means separatist mentality. You will find in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam this word used again and again, separatist mentality. Separatist mentality means you want someone to say or do something, but someone does something else opposite to that, isn't it? Like one time Srila Prabhupada was coming into India at one customs checking place. One of the disciples who was, very highly respectful to Srila Prabhupada, and he would admire Srila Prabhupada, but due to that he had some kind of pride that Prabhupada is a Jagat Guru, is a world acharya, and I am his servant, that kind of thing. So when he came to that customs place, so they asked, "Your Swamiji, has he got a yellow fever certificate?" They asked. So this fellow said, "What? You are asking a yellow fever certificate to a Jagat Guru, world acharya? How dare you ask such a question? Do you know who Prabhupada is? He has descended from Goloka. He has come to deliver the conditioned souls. And you are asking him, how can you ask such silly things to him?" So those people couldn't understand what this fellow is saying. They thought, they understood one thing, this fellow is fighting. They immediately put Prabhupada in quarantine. So almost Prabhupada was in quarantine for 12 hours or so. Of course, for a pure devotee, there is no waste of time. Wherever he is sitting, he is chanting the holy name, he is planning for the expansion of the movement. He wouldn't waste one moment also. But when Prabhupada was kept in quarantine behind in a room, quarantine means like a kind of house arrest kind of thing. You have to remain in a room for some time, maybe a few hours, or 1 or 2 days also sometimes. But Prabhupada was very upset with this devotee. He was telling him that, you acted foolishly because all our programs got cancelled, On that particular day when Prabhupada arrived there, there were very, very vital programs planned. But they had to be cancelled because Prabhupada couldn't enter into this city. And that servant asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I only glorified you. I only wanted to tell them who you are. My intentions were pure." Prabhupada said, "Your intention may be pure, but you need to know how to deal with the non-devotees. Because the non-devotees have some amount of ego. And we should not tamper with that ego while dealing with them. If you do, then unnecessarily you will, agitate their minds and create trouble for yourself." Just like once upon a time, in the Niti there is a story of how it was a rainy season like this. Then the rains were pouring down heavily. And some birds living in a tree, in a nest, they came out when the rain stopped, and everywhere water was dripping from the trees. Now the rain had stopped. They came out to watch, and they saw a monkey was completely drenched in water. His whole body, he looked very pathetic. So the birds looked at the monkey and said, "Hey, my dear monkey, you didn't build a house during the summers. Look at us. We made a beautiful nest. Not even a drop of water can enter this nest. But look at you. You didn't make any house. Your whole body got drenched in the heavy rains. Maybe before the next rains come in summer, you should make your house." Like that, they gave a suggestion. And the monkey became angry. "What? You are joking at me? You are saying I am drenched in rain and then you all have escaped and you are living in the nest. Just see what I do." So he went and tore down the nest into pieces. And he threw it in all directions. So this is called as Upadesho Himurkanam Prakopayana Shantaya. If one gives Upadesha to a fool, that fool will act in a improper way, that we will invite trouble for ourselves, isn't it? So, in the same manner, while dealing with the materialist, Prabhupada said, you should know what to speak when and how to speak, you should know. Otherwise, you are inviting trouble. So now this servant of Srila Prabhupada, he is a wonderful servant. He is lifting all the luggage of Prabhupada and he is going from place to place. His intention was to actually help the people to open their eyes and see who Prabhupada was and how great he was. All, said and done. But at the end of the day, he could not benefit Prabhupada. So he spoke and acted in a way that brought unnecessary headache to Prabhupada. You see. So The master and servant should be aligned in the same page. The servant should act according to the wishes of the master. Like you see, Indra in Vrindavan, he had a give and take with Vrijavasis. That program was never disturbed by Krishna at all, because Krishna never comes in the way of demigods. You will see, Devan bhavetanena, te deva bhavayantuva, parasparam bhavayanta, shreya paramavapsita. Krishna himself says in Gita that the devatas will give you heat, light, rains, water, everything, grains, fruits, cereals, everything. You receive from them and then you do yajna for them. Annat bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava. Everything will happen. And Krishna has set up this program and Krishna has taken off. He is not interfering. He has led the jivas. Okay, it is between you. You do Indra puja to Indra and Indra gives you rain and life goes on. And this is the way in a temple also. There is a hachodi and there are some department members working with him. So that department is set. As long as there is no headache in the department, the president or the GBC need not interfere. Correct, no? They leave the department. Chalo, I have given you all the facilities. Money is also given and then leader is there and subordinates, life goes on. But sometimes it is seen life doesn't go on so smoothly. Why? Because there can be some problem. Now Indra, although he is like son of the Lord or part and parcel of the Lord, not remembering his true identity, by remembering his upward connection, he became too attached to downward connection, which downward connection is to the juniors and subordinates. He became very strongly connected to the praja who is worshipping him. And he forgot his upward connection, which is to the Lord, Supreme Lord, to whom he is accountable. When that connection becomes weak, the lower connection becomes strong, then one thinks, I am an apex in the pyramid and I am the Lord of all that be and I am autonomous and there is no one equal to me or above me. This kind of false pride comes in. So the result of that is what? That was seen in the Govardhan Leela. We found that, when Krishna detected that kind of false idea in Indra's mind, he thought he is on an ego trip now. So let me give him, teach him a good lesson. So actually Krishna didn't wage a war against Indra. He saw that when Krishna took away the offerings meant for Indra, which Vrijavasis are supposed to do. So you will find in this world, for example, if there is a junior and there is senior and there is somebody above, if this junior goes to this person will feel little uneasy, in between person. There is a kind of uneasiness. He will say that, I am here, why do you have to go above? Why do you override me and go above? Of course, that is a good question. And nobody should go above. If you are given a superior, you only go to the immediate superior. But sometimes it is seen that the immediate superior doesn't function the way the superior is supposed to function. Then one has to go above. If one finds that there is something seriously wrong, then one goes to authorities, above the authority like that. Then just like for example, Swayambhu Manu is calling Priyavrat, please come back and take the rule. He is refusing. Then he goes to complain to Brahma. He knows there is no use talking to Narada, He is the one who made this fellow a brahmachari, So there's no use talking. So he went to Brahma directly. And then Brahma comes and, attends like that. So that's what happened in Govardhan Puja, you will find. Indra became autonomous. And he became so mad that when Krishna arranged for taking away the offerings, he became angry both with Lord and with the devotees. Vachalam balisham stabdam agnyam panditamaninam Krishnam Martyam Upashitya Gopame Chakrurapriyam. He's telling, he's calling Krishna as a Martya, mortal. He's calling Vachalam, Balisham, Stabdam, Agnyam, Panditamaranam. Each of these words, although Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has sanitized these words and given beautiful, nice meanings, but actual meaning, if you see, he's a talkative boy, he's only childish, and he's stubborn, he's ignorant. And he thinks very high of himself. These kind of things he told about Krishna. Although Krishna is his boss, it is his master. He treated the master so badly. And then he said, Krishna Martyam Upashitya Gopame Chakrurapriyam. The Gopas also, taking shelter of this little boy,
They have disrespected me. So he wanted to show Vrindavan, without me, how can you get trained? Without me, how can you survive? See, when a person is not respected, a person goes into a ego trip where he wants to prove that mere bina kuch nahi ho sakta. Without me, things cannot move. Now let me see how you do the things. But Krishna wanted to prove to Indra that you are not indispensable. You are only an instrument, nimitta. Otherwise, if you don't act as an instrument, you move aside and I will put another. Someone else will play the role of nimitta, correct? No? Or even if somebody else is not posted, I can directly handle Vajabhasis. Krishna wanted to show that. So he very effortlessly lifted the Govardhan hill like a child lifting a mushroom, you know. And then he brought all of them under the shelter. So what is duty of Indra? To give rain. But now how he was giving rain? He was pouring one raindrop like one elephant. Like a huge elephant. That much he was pouring down. Just like sometimes a mother tells her two children, younger child is naughty, but the bigger son is understandable. And the mother says, beta, see, this younger one is crying. Please give him the teddy bear. No, ma, I have given my tricycle to him. He says, okay, he has taken tricycle. Give the teddy bear also. He is screaming. Then the younger brother may take the teddy bear and beat his brother with that. He may throw it on his face. Isn't it? And that younger boy is crying loudly. Wah, he gives a big sound. The mother is asking, what is the matter? No, no, ma, I didn't do anything. You told me to give the toy, I gave him. You just gave the toy, you are beating the child with the toy. Similarly, Indra also may say that I did my duty only, I gave the reins only. Oh, you are giving reins? This is the way you give reins, beating the Vajabhasis? So, naughty Indra, was mischievous. He became mischievous because of his ego being tampered by Krishna. And Krishna all the while is smiling beautifully, lifting the Govardhan hill. And then later on when Indra comes in front of Krishna, you will see there in the dialogue, Indra realizes that I became cut off from you. I myself became Swami. I did not allow you to be the ultimate Lord. Actually, then Indra realized myself and the Vajabhasis are your servants. All of us are your servants. You are the only master. And you are Swarat, you are independent master. And I am not Swarat. I am servant of the Swarat. So that realization came to him. So this is an example of how somebody can become cut off from the superior doesn't act the way they are supposed to act. Just like if you take a branch of a tree, if you cut it off, it's only a matter of time it gets dried up, isn't it? But as long as it is connected to the tree, it is very lively. It is green, filled with flowers and fruits and leaves and everything. Similarly, the Lord is telling here that they committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me, he's saying. So ignoring the Lord is not only, like for example, you tell somebody you do this and they don't do it immediately. They may do it little later. But here the ignoring means acting sometimes contrary to Lord's wish. That type of action they have done. You see, when if you read the Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, 21st verse, 4.21, that's a very beautiful verse. He says there, in that purport, Prabhupada gives a couple of examples. He says, a devotee of the Lord is like a well-oiled machine, Prabhupada says. Well-oiled machine means when you apply oil nicely, the machine runs very smoothly, correct, no? But there are machines which don't function the way they are supposed to function. And like I've seen in our town, they used to have this flour mill, you know. Once they put that round big button on, it will go very fast. Very, very fast. And it keeps going on. And then once they grind my flour and give me, I would take it and go. But then the machine would keep running. And I would tell him, why are you wasting the energy? You know, till the next man comes, why don't you stop it? They used to say, "Arey, ek bar band kiya to, wapis aani nahi hoga." Once you switch it off, then to switch it on is a big thing. So you go on and on, it would be going. Similarly, there are devotees who work very hard. They will forget their sadhana. They'll forget their sleep. You know, they would be so aggressive, you know, creating a lot of trouble for themselves and others also. And so much of... So you call them and tell them that, you know, this you have done like this, that you have done like this. Now you don't do it. You know, you stop this for some time, take care of your sadhana. Then they will stop. The whole factory will be closed down. After that, they will not do anything. If you tell them, Prabhuji, can you do the service? No, I already told you. Now I will not do now. You told me to stop it. Abhi band ho gaya. Abhi kabhi nahi chalo hoga abhi. Prabhu, you know, I'm telling you, don't do so much. You know, do in every balance. Balance humko maalum nahi. Either I will do this much or I will not do at all. Is it a good machine? Like you know, somewhere I had gone for one yatra. We were staying in a room. We put on the fan. It was too fast. So the regulator was there. So removing the regulator, has no connection to the fan. You know, it keeps rotating. But the fan in the same speed only. Kata 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 kata. So some devotees are like that. Like, you know, they have no connection to the top. Huh? They have decided their speed. They beach mein koi mat padho. They're like that. This is one type of machine, you know. Yeah. And there is another type of devotee. You know? Like, for example, some switches, you know, if you press the switch, the tube light will be on. If you take the hand off, tube light is off. So these fellows, when the boss is around, work will be going on. When boss is away, work is stopped. Isn't it? Because no connection. Connectivity is very... connection is there, but connectivity is weak. Weak connection, we say. No? You have experience of a switch, you have to keep pressing it. Huh? No. Or you have to keep some kind of, thing to keep it holding, you see. So this is also not a very strong connection, you see. So, but Prabhupada says that a devotee of the Lord is like a well-oiled machine, he says. He exactly does what is expected of him. Another example in the same purport Prabhupada gives, he says, a devotee of the Lord is like a cow, he says. Why? Because a cow depends on the farmer, master, for feeding him in fodder, in the grass and everything. The cow eats. And the cow gives milk. And the cow is very innocent and very simple. Even if the master is going to kill him, the cow doesn't know. Oftentimes, he is sold out to the master completely. So the devotee of the Lord is like that. He is completely sold out. And he says that he acts simply as an instrument in Lord's hands. He simply acts as an instrument, which means he allows the Lord to do whatever the Lord wishes through him. Just like this goods train, if you see, you know, it starts at one point, loading all the goods, you know, items in a coal or iron or so many things, nuts, bolts, everything. And then the goods train moves to another place, it delivers and it goes back, again picks up, again it delivers and goes back, isn't it? So devotee of the Lord acts as a vehicle of mercy, vehicle of Lord's mercy. Devotee has no independence. Absolutely. We can say a devotee of the Lord is autopiloted by the Lord, actually. Whatever the Lord wishes. He acts like that. That's actually an ideal platform of a devotee. So here, when Jaya Vijay, when they saw this Kumaras, they thought these young boys are proud of their Brahmagnan and they are trying to barge into Vaikuntha. Our master may not be happy seeing them. So we should not allow. With all good intentions, they stopped. They did not allow inside. They did their duty in one sense because they are supposed to not allow the Brahmavadis or Jnanis inside the Vaikuntha. Only the Bhaktas are allowed in Vaikuntha. So they stopped. At that time, when the Kumaras became angry, the Kumaras thought that these fellows have to be given a curse which will take care that they don't have any separatist identity. Like, for example, ayam nijaparo veti gananam lagu chetasam udara charitanam tu vasudha eva kutumbakam. This verse says, I am nija paro veti. This is mine and that is yours. So this mentality has to be crushed because ultimately everything belongs to the Lord. So they thought that we should send them to a place where they will learn this is mine, that is yours. They will give up this I me mine propensity. And they also wanted to send them to a place where they will understand the glory of Brahmanas and will learn to respect the Brahmanas. And they will also learn how to align with the Lord, and they won't act in a separatist way. So with keeping these things in mind, the Kumara said, go to the material world where this lust, anger and greed are prominent. Go there. And they spelled out a curse. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has given a very deep commentary to this in the third canto. It's a very, very deep commentary. It has to be read several times to appreciate. He says, when the Kumaras spelled out a curse on Jaya Vijay, they themselves became afflicted by anger. They became bitten, their false ego became bitten by the serpent of anger. So they were not free from anger, lust and greed, due to which they spelled out a curse on the great devotees of the Lord Jaya Vijay. Now, after they cursed like this, they saw the response of Jaya Vijay. Jaya Vijay immediately fell at their feet and begged for forgiveness. They said that whatever curse you have pronounced on us, let it come to happen. Let that curse come. But we only pray that let some repentance arise in our heart by your mercy, by which when we go to the material world, we will not forget the Lord even for a moment in illusion. We will always remember. And their tears are springing from their eyes, and they were clasping the feet of Kumaras. At that time, the Kumaras also, they also became very sad that, oh, these are great devotees of the Lord. We misunderstood them. And they are such great devotees, they are behaving so humbly. And we have unnecessarily cursed these two doorkeepers. So they also felt very bad. At this point of time, Lord Vishnu comes to the entrance. And why did Vishnu come? Bhakti is called as Krishna Akarshani. See, bhakti arose in both the hearts. In Jaya Vijay's hearts, it arose as humility. In the heart of Kumaras also, affected by the humility of Jaya Vijay, they also became humble. Because one person's humility affects the other person also. Just like our Surasa, opened her mouth, making it bigger and bigger for Hanuman. Hanuman also was making it his body bigger and bigger. So when one person shows ego to another person, the other person shows bigger ego. And everybody wants to show, you know, who is bigger, who has bigger influence. Kiska baat mana jayega? This kind of things become whether me or you, you know, that kind of thing. But when Hanuman became very small, Surasa blessed him to achieve success in his mission, you know. Similarly, here, when Jaya Vijay took a very humble role and fell at the feet and, you know, begged for forgiveness, at that time, Kumaras also, they also became humble. When they became affected by the humility of Jaya Vijay, so Jaya Vijay initiated the devotional service in the heart of Kumaras. Because Lord's mercy follows the mercy of the devotee. So Lord Vishnu came after that. So that means the Madhyama Adhikari Bhakta gives bhakti to a jiva, innocent jiva. Similarly, Jaya Vijay gave that bhakti to Kumaras. So now when Kumaras also were thinking like this, suddenly Lord Vishnu came. And why did Vishnu come? That is explained here. Lord Vishnu felt that there is a need for my lotus feet at the entrance of Vaikuntha. He felt. Because where there is Krishna's lotus feet, there cannot be any quarrel, misunderstanding, non-cooperation. There cannot be any kind of fight or unnecessary anger or display of rajas, passion or ignorance. It is not possible. So sometimes you will see in India, when some saintly person goes to somebody's house, they will say, hum aaj bahut danya ho gaye hain. Aapki charan kamal hamare ghar mein aaya hai. Like that they will say. Kya sirf charan kamal aaya? Pura aadmi bhi aaya na? But what they say? Aapke charan kamal hamare ghar mein padare hain. Kyunki aapke saare sharir mein aapke charan kamal sabse mukhya hamare liye. For us, which is the most important part of your body? That is, just like the companies, the weaving companies count in terms of number of hands only. How many hands are weaving? Because for those guys, what is very important? Hands are important. The hands only, they work. Similarly, for a person who is religious or pious, for him, which is most important part of saintly person's body? The feet, the lotus feet of her. So they say, aapke charan kamal hamare ghar mein padha rahe hain. They say like that. So here also, when the Lord Charan Kamal is coming to the entrance, immediately, whatever problems may be there, they will be gone. Why? Because yahan Krishna taha nahi maya radhikar. Immediately the darkness will be dispelled. Not only that, now Lord is not coming to the entrance alone. He is coming with Lakshmi also. Why? Because Lakshmi is Antaranga Shakti. Antaranga Shakti is the Bhakti Shakti who fills the heart of the devotees with bliss. So he indirectly told Lord Vishnu to Kumaras, you fellows have become angry unnecessarily because you are dry renunciates. You are impersonless. You have been dry. Now I will flood your heart with some juice so you can experience some bliss. So to give them bliss, Lord brought Lakshmi with him, along with him. So as soon as they saw Mother Lakshmi, both Jai Vijay and Kumaras, they were looking at Lord Vishnu. They were shocked. Kumaras, Jai Vijay had fear that Lord Vishnu has come. Now the whole thing will be exposed to him. Unnecessarily, you know, we have created some nuisance at the entrance. So when Lord Vishnu along with Lakshmi was coming, servants in the Vaikuntha who were flying in different places, they saw Lord Vishnu coming. Taking advantage of the opportunity, they all came. And somebody was holding an umbrella for him above his head, and other servants were doing chamar because they got chance for seva now. They were doing service. And now, while Jaya Vijay and Kumaras were afraid, Lord Vishnu smiled upon both the offenders and the offended. And after that, when Vishnu began to speak here, you will see Lord Vishnu speaks here. Now, Lord Vishnu, how he speaks is very amazing. Lord Vishnu is beginning from this verse. The very first thing he is telling that, yes, my dear Kumaras, you know, don't feel bad that you have punished my servants. I myself was intending to punish them, but you have punished, so you did proper, no problem. So the punishment you gave them was all right. It was correct only. Because they acted separate from my interest. And then what is separate from my interest, Lord will explain in the future shlokas. How much I respect the Brahmanas, how much, you know. So he, Lord says, I take the dust of the Brahmanas on my mukut, because of which I have become pavan, I have become purified, due to which, you know, Lakshmi is after me, she wants service for me, and so many people are glorifying my lotus feet because I have taken the dust of the Brahmanas on my head, and then Lakshmi wants to reside in my chest, and my feet have become so-called holy. Why they are holy? Because I have taken dust of Brahmanas on my head, due to which, you know, Ganga is considered so sacred. Lord Shiva is also accepting Ganga on his head and all that Lord would say. By hearing this kind of glorification by Lord Vishnu, and then Lord Vishnu finally told Kumaras that, you know, if you wish, I can lop off my arms because I am responsible for the mistake of my servants, he said. Because when a servant commits a mistake, the master also gets a share of it. Why? Especially Lord told two things. Lord said, I have accepted these two fellows as my servant and I have given them affection. So because of which, whatever mistake they do, I am also responsible. See, in our Pune temple, there is one very simple boy, you know, who visits the temple. He's a devotee boy. You know, he assists in some services in the temple. He had a great desire to take a movie on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, actually he is a little dull fellow, not a very smart fellow. You understand, no? You know, little. He would dress niggardly, and you know. So he came to me several times. I told him that, you know, see, to make a movie and all, you need certain standard. You know, you don't dress well, you don't speak well, yeah, and he doesn't have any job also. Somehow his parents are rich, so he's, you know, able to run the show, and then he's coming. So I told him that you meet His Holiness Bhaktichara Swami Maharaj, I will introduce you, and he will take the movie and you can assist him. And so I introduced him also to Maharaj. But somehow or other, this fellow wanted to do it on his own. So he went on movie director, and he told the movie director that, I am connected to this big temple, So you know, can you take this movie? And the movie director came forward to give him, you know, 2 crore rupees for making the movie. But he said, I need some guarantor. He said, Radhesham Das is there, you know, above me. You know, hum unke under kaam karte hain. Then the movie director said, theek hai, ek baar mujhe milwa dijiye unke. Nahi, nahi, wo bahut busy rehte hain, Prabhu ji. You cannot meet him. Aapka dealing hamare saath rahega, lekin guarantor Prabhu ji hai. So he said, but okay, you are saying he is guarantor, but at least one word you have to hear. You know? He said, no, 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 no. But somehow or other, the director on his own came to temple. And one of the days, he was like, I mean, Sunday, he made an appointment with me. And then when he came to meet me, so this boy came running. And he told the director, come out, why are you disturbing Prabhuji? And then he called him also inside, Abhi Ajay. Then all three were there. Then the director just told me that I have kept 2 crore rupees aside for this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movie he wants to take. And I am ready to give. But I just want one word from you. Because you are a gentleman, you are a president of the temple. Aap itne logon ko sambhalte ho. Aapki or se bol do. Haan, only one word only. Haan, that much only you tell. Haan, de denge. My Lord, when I heard it, I was shocked. I said, isko ek bhi paisa mat dena, I told them. I said, he cannot handle 10 paisa also properly. And he wants 2 crore from you. And the director said, thik, thik hai Swamiji, abhi pata chala, mujhe kuch malum nahi tha. You understand, no? How? Why? Because this fellow is not properly connected to me and he is not capable of handling such money. Correct, no? But he is trying to do something independent of me. Fortunately, that fellow came to me. There are many people, you know, who give money thinking that when people take my name. Correct, no? Foolishly, they give and they lose money also, some people like that. So, in the same manner, so in our country, you know what is the meaning of guarantor, correct, no? To become, never become guarantor is very dangerous. If you guarantee somebody land or money, you can get into trouble. No? So, here, when the Lord was speaking to the Kumaras, he glorified the Brahmanas so much, profusely. After the Brahmanas heard such glorification, the Kumaras, they burst into tears and they felt very embarrassed also. They told the Lord, what is this, Lord? You are saying that the food, Avishanna first, which is offered to you, that we eat as Mahaprasad. Not that we first eat and then you eat. Similarly, you are saying that, you know, you take dust off our feet, we are all your part and parcels. So they were a little bewildered, and Chakravarti Thakur says they could not exactly understand the mystical speech of Lord Vishnu, because their false ego was bitten by the serpent of anger. Still, because they had offended the two devotees Jaya Vijay, due to which, when they heard Lord Vishnu speaking all this, they could not utterly deny Lord Vishnu that, what are you talking? It's a good joke. You are, like that they could not say. They only said that, my dear Lord, the way you are appreciating us, we don't know whether you are actually praising us or whether you are just like... So they were, because their ego was still not purified. Either he writes. And another thing Chakravarti Thakur says is, Lord Vishnu told them, as per your wish, let my 2 servants go to the material world, finish their, you know, 3 demoniac births, and come back to me as soon as possible, the Lord said. Now the Kumaras had a question in mind. Lord accepts that they are offenders, and why does he want them back in his abode again and then assisting him? Because the Lord said, I cannot be separated from my devotees. That goes to show how much the Lord is attached to his devotees. And when the Lord says, I can lop off my arms, unable to do so because I have a transcendental body, I remain an offender, the Lord said. So what is the meaning of lopping off the 2 arms, giving up Jaya Vijay for 3 births? That is an equal. That goes to show Lord considers Jaya Vijay like his own 2 arms or 2 bodies, that they are very dear to him. So, then the Lord telling Kumaras that my servants did not understand my purpose. You know what is the meaning of that? Actually, if I tell you an example, it will become very easy for you. You know, like in Pune, once some life member came in the afternoon, 2 o'clock. And then it seems that he wanted a room, you know. And in those days, we had one devotee who was in charge of the life member rooms. He told him, no, room nahi hai. You know, we already have allotted to another life member. And this fellow was doing tandav practically. Rudra Tanda, big crowd of people came, and all the brahmacharyas are wondering what happened. Then when I came, he said, how dare he tells I have a life member card and how I am not given accommodation here and everything. And that, I called the head of the department. He said, Prabhuji, room is not available. Only one room we have and that's already allotted and all that. So then I told him, sir, you want for how many days? He said, I just want for 2 hours only. I have come from Delhi. I have to take a bath, go for my business and go. Then I asked this devotee, when is the room going to be occupied? He said, in the night only one life member is coming. I said, hey, two hours, you give it to him. He said, no, Prabhuji, I have arranged the bedding and all neatly. You know, room should not be spoiled. He said, are he is doing tandam and so many people are around. You know, don't be unnecessarily so strict and all. Then I allowed him the room and then 2 hours he got ready and came. I personally fed him prasadam and everything sitting next to him. You know, he became cooled down. And then he said, tumhara aadmi ko akal nahi hai. Thoda bhi akal nahi. Then I also said, yes, sir, usko training aur chahiye, training chahiye. And I said, you know, आपको तो कुछ तो पनिशमेंट देना चाहिए उसको. Then I also said, yes, sir, we'll give some mahamantra writing punishment. Some punishment उसको देना चाहिए. And I also told him, you know. So, then after 3-4 months, again that person had come. Again. So the HOD of the department came running to me. Prabhuji, I have not yet met him. Now I will not see him. Now you only have to handle him now. You know, he said like that. So why I am telling you this, that life member is almost like a baby, we can say, correct now? Because he's like a baby, I have to praise him. I said, aap to life member hain, you know. Aap 2 ghante ke liye chahiye tha aapko. Ye kya hai, isko thoda sahi buddhi nahi hai. Adjustment kaisa karna maalum nahi isko. Then he became very pacified, correct now? Like that only Lord Vishnu did with Kumaras. Understand, no? Lord Vishnu saw that Kumaras became so angry unnecessarily. The mistake was theirs. So Lord praised the Brahmanas. See, whenever you find somebody due to too much intimacy is becoming disrespectful to you or angry towards you, you should praise them actually. Because praising, and you have to be very formal with them. Because when you are very formal and when you respect a person, Lord, then he becomes humble. So the Lord, in order to make Kumaras realize their folly, he praised them. Just like I was praising life member. After I praised the life member, then I told the life member when he was going, I will give this fellow a solid punishment. I told him. Then he said, nahi, itna to punish nahi karna usko, chhod dijiye usko. Kya? Main agle baar main aaunga usko main training dunga. I was telling. Similarly, the Kumara, Lord also told Kumara, hey, Brahmanas are like this, Brahmanas are like that, this, that, everything. Finally, the Kumaras, still they were not so smart that they could not understand the purpose of Lord Vishnu, because Lord Vishnu's talk is very, very mystical. But great acharyas like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur can enter into the heart of the Lord and see what is going on in his heart. And also from the statements of Bhagavatam, he's proving that the Lord is attached to Jai Vijay. The Lord is continuing to go. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Even if offense happens in spiritual world, you will see that it is not as serious as offense that happens in material world. You know why? Take our Martyaloka, material planet. Take the heavenly planets. Take the spiritual world. In heavenly planets, Indra is committing offense to Brihaspati by not bowing down to him. But the next moment he realized, momentary mistake, big price he had to pay. Then he immediately goes to Brihaspati. He goes to Brahma because, you know, the devatas are all highly conscious. They quickly realize. So, but on earthly planet, we may commit offenses and we may not realize many times. Whereas in heavenly planets, they are more conscious. And in spiritual world, they are highly conscious. If, in case even a mental offense happens, they are highly conscious. That is number one. Number two is Lord support is always available in the spiritual world. Because Jayavijay are his very intimate servants. As soon as some offense is happening, immediately the Lord is arriving there. And, you know, bringing them to proper consciousness. Like here we find setting right. So, in this way, why the Lord spoke like that with the Kumaras? Because Lord only had appointed Jayavijay to stop people. Is it not true? So Kumaras did not consider that. So Lord accepted Jayavijay as his intimate servants. One time Srila Prabhupada had told one of his disciples, you keep a vigil at the entrance. Today I am going to write you know, 5-6 hours of some dictation I'm going to do. Nobody should come in, Prabhupada said. But then one Prabhupada, many people came and they were all turned back. But one Prabhupada disciple came, and Prabhupada's god brother came. So he said, I want to meet Prabhupada. This fellow stopped him also. So then that fellow became angry. He said, hey, how dare you stop me? You know, Swami Maharaj is very intimate with me. So then he came right in front of the door and I was peeping in like this. And then Prabhupada's eyes met with his eyes. So and then Prabhupada smiled and he smiled. And then Prabhupada said, welcome. He said, then he came in. Then he took 2 hours away. Then when he was going, so Prabhupada's servant came in. Prabhupada said, you did not keep guard on the door properly, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada's disciple said, but Prabhupada, he was your god brother and he was angry with me. I didn't know what to do. And you only welcomed him, Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, I had to welcome him because his eyes met with mine. Once eyes meet with each other, then not welcome is very difficult. But if you ensure that nobody comes in front of the door, you know, then at least if the door is locked or closed, that's a possibility. But sometimes this kind of dharma sankat situations can happen. That's what happened with Jai Vijay also. They didn't know whether should they be allowed or should they not be allowed. At least they wanted to stop and check. But then Kumaras asked, you know, you are afraid that we will go inside and cause some harm to your Lord? You fools, you don't know that we are only part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. We are actually within the Lord. We are within the body of the Lord. We are not separate from Him. Like that Kumara spoke. And it was true. What Kumara said was not untrue. It is true. At the same time, the curse they gave was beyond what Jai Vijay deserved. It was a curse given upon the devotees. So Lord wanted to teach the Kumaras also. And the Jai Vijay, how the Jai Vijay acted separately from the Lord, do you know? It is not that Lord wanted to welcome Kumaras and Jai Vijay stopped them. No, it's not like that. Lord wanted Jai Vijay to learn the art of, you know, offering extra respect and extra flattery to those who need it. Which Lord could do it, but Jai Vijay could not do it. That requires maturity. Just like I heard once, Dwarakadish Prabhu and his Vishakha Mataji, they had come to Pune. They were telling many pastimes of his own as Radhana Swami Maharaj. One thing they were saying, her father was always eager to read newspaper and everything, and they would not read newspaper at all, you know. And father would always scold them, what will you know about what's happening in the world? So one day, she was sharing this with Maharaj also. And on another occasion, father and daughter, they came to Maharaj's room. And then the father asked Maharaj, Vishakha Mataji's father, Maharaj, unless we read newspaper, how will we know what's happening in the outside world, isn't it? And Maharaj said, yes, that's very true. Yes, because the newspaper gives you day-to-day information and we need to read it. And then immediately he turned to his daughter and the father was telling, just see, your Swami is a very reasonable Swami, you know. He's very understandable. So when I told him, I gave an explanation and he accepted immediately. Like this, if you explain to Swamiji, he will never say, don't read newspaper. And then he said, Swamiji, if she reads newspaper, it's all right, no? She can read, no? Maharaj said, yes, perfectly all right, no problem. And after the father went away, then Dwarakadish Prabhu and his wife, they asked Maharaj, why did you say like this? It's all right, perfect. And Maharaj said, this is what I have to tell him. If I tell him this, eventually he'll become Krishna conscious. If I don't tell him like this, in the name of telling the truth to him, I say, you know, newspaper reading is useless, you know, then you cut him off, correct, no? So we need the art of dealing with different people. So Lord wanted Jai Vijay to know how to maturely deal with Kumaras. And because they couldn't do so, Lord said they behaved separately from me. Otherwise, they are not separate from the Lord at all. So this is a very interesting chapter. A lot of lessons to be learned in the coming verses. We'll hear more from the devotees to come. Thank you. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.